from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sai Musiker. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced today it's considering a San Francisco plant once thought extinct for listing under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The plant is the only known specimen in the wild of a Franciscan manzanita. It's 8 inches tall and a sprawling 20 feet wide. A naturalist discovered it last year in the Presidio along the Doyle Drive expansion route, and it was moved last January to a secret location in the Presidio. Brent Plater directs the Wild Equity Institute, one of the three groups that filed a petition to list the species as endangered.
Well, this is a great first step towards protecting the species as a whole, using the nation and the world's greatest conservation law. And I think now that we have both the best minds in the business and the best laws on the planet working on the conservation strategy for this species, we're going to see many more Franciscan manzanitas in the wild very soon.
One of those great minds is Tom Parker, a biology professor at San Francisco State and an expert on manzanitas. Professor, remind us of the story of this plant. It seems a remarkable story of survival.
It really is. It was discovered by a naturalist, Stan Gliesenkamp, who was driving south on Doyle Drive and moving on to Highway 1 when he noticed the plant that he thought was a manzanita on a traffic island that had been formerly covered by a lot of weedy species that was just cleared for the Doyle Drive project.
And how old is this particular plant?
I would guess it dates back to when that Doyle Drive was originally put in, probably from the 1930s.
And have you seen this plant in its new secret location?
Yes, I have.
Why is it secret? Why would you want to keep people away from what should be a great discovery for a lot of people to see?
That's really true, but you want to protect it during this first summer drought, so that it makes it until the first winter rains come in the fall. This is a fragile time for it. You don't want people coming and interfering with it. Some people would like to take little pieces of it.
So you don't want garden fanciers to love it to death by taking cuttings for their own garden?
That's right.
And you're still studying this plant, I believe, to verify its genetic identity. What's at stake in those tests?
Well, what's important is not only to verify that it is the same for the Franciscan manzanita, which we have done already, but also to have a bit of a genetic profile of it, because the species requires other genetic individuals to be able to reproduce. So we can examine the other few individuals that are surviving in botanic gardens and make sure they're different.
And in that case, you would then want to bring a clone of a plant from a botanic garden to the Presidio and give them a chance to mate?
That's right. It's the way to not just preserve a single individual, but to establish a population and let them maintain themselves through time.
I guess one of the dangers there, though, would be to bring a clone from somewhere else that had other genetic material. I believe you can buy this plant from nurseries, but they might not be genetically pure.
Right. You'll just have to confirm, do some genetic tests to make sure it's the right species.
And what's your reaction to the decision from Fish and Wildlife today that should this plant be listed as endangered?
I think it should be, and it's really important for the Presidio. It gives them an opportunity to get funding easier.
Now, nurseries are breeding the plant, as I just said, and there are dozens of other manzanita varieties. The official name is Arctostaphylos. So what difference does it make if this sole surviving Franciscana is listed as endangered and survives?
Well, it's pretty rare to have a plant that was thought to be extinct in nature come back. So from a botanist's perspective, it's a wonderful story. And we don't have a lot of really wonderful environmental stories at the moment.
Well, thanks for talking to us.
Sure.
Tom Parker is a biology professor at San Francisco State University. The Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to issue a decision in 9 months on whether to list the species as endangered. I'm Sai Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.